Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Monty Franklin is joining us in the studio today. Hey,
hi.
Monty.
Hello. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we'll address the elephant in the room, or the kangaroo in the room, should I say. You're from Australia.
Yes, correct.
Where in Australia are
you from? Outback Steakhouse.
Really?
Yeah, it's a small part in Australia that you might not have heard of. It's just near the Bloomin' Onion. Sorry.
No, go on. I wanted to see how far you could take it.
I don't know. I don't know what I was doing.
I can't name a single menu item there, so you could have gone on for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been there once, actually. It was quite good. I was impressed. It's nothing like Australia, by the way. It's just a mockery of my whole culture, but it was a nice meal that I had.
So if you were going to make an Australian-themed restaurant that were a little more accurate, what would it feature?
The Australian national dish is a chicken parmigiana, which is stolen completely from the Italians.
Oh, we have that here.
Yeah, but not like we do it.
How do you do it?
Better.
Well, that's specific.
Better, okay. No, it's there's a place around the corner from my house where I grew up, and they have 27 different varieties of Parmigiana. So one of them, my favorite one, is the Hawaiian one. So it's the chicken, and you bread the chicken, crumb it, and then there's pineapple and avocado, and then sweet chili sauce, and then what do you guys call it? A red sauce,
like marinara.
See, that's seafood in Australia. It's very confusing. And then you put ham and cheese. And so it's like a pizza on a chicken. And it's the best thing ever. So that's kind of what we pride ourselves on. The chicken parmigiana would be like the staple Australian menu item.
That is so not how we do it.
I know.
At all. If I was presented with that, I would be like, no, I'm sorry.
I know, I've made it for Americans before, and they freak out and then eat it. And it's a full meal. Think about how much food that is on top of food that's already food. And it's a lot to take in.
People laugh at us for the KFC Double Down, which is just a sandwich made of chicken.
Yeah.
I think we're being laughed at unfairly.
Well, look, this is a gourmet meal. This isn't your run-of-the-mill KFC drive-through double-down chicken fiesta, what you just said.
Okay.
This is a nice plated meal at your local pub that a lovely old lady cooks for you and says, there's your parmadale, like that, and gives it to you. And it's a very nice thing to do. And you have 1,100 beers with it.
Oh, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, and then it's an experience.
Okay.
So that would be the number one menu item. And then the 1,100 beers, that's the second menu item.
I'm on board with. So I consider myself to be a bit of an Austrophile, mostly because...
Austrophile? What does that mean? You grab Australians inappropriately?
That would be great. No, I just am
illegal.
We'll say preoccupied. But I've always really appreciated the Australian mentality of like every day you're pledging for a frat. That's kind of what it feels like to me. And I love it.
What, you like getting hazed every day?
Yeah. Well, I do have a friend who's Australian, and I just always think like, man, your life is a party.
Yeah. But that is. Go to Australia. The whole place is, it's a fun vibe. Everyone's on the beach. Everyone's drinking and outside and in the sun and enjoying themselves. So
LA has to be a huge change for you.
Well, LA's pretty good. LA's just, everyone's so, I tell you what the difference is there's an uptightness that exists in LA where people want to be politically correct and everything that doesn't exist in Australia. So often people will come across very inconsiderate or politically incorrect, but it's not because they genuinely think, they just don't care. They'll say anything and they'll go, you've offended by that? Oh, well, sorry, and go on with their day. Like, there's a laid-backness in Australia that I think is what you're talking about with this sort of party mentality, that's a very appealing thing that I think a lot of the world needs to look at right now. Well, I'm getting deep for the
you
morning.
You are. But, I love it.
And I've never gone down this rabbit hole of
keep going.
thing.
Keep on going.
But I do. I think there's – I go home and everyone's just sort of very blasé about things, not to the point where they're irresponsible, but to the point where they don't judge everyone at all. Like, if you come through wearing a crazy clown outfit and look like a nutcase, everyone just goes, oh, all right, you're doing that. Okay. They don't have a judgment about you. And I think that comes from years and years of alcohol abuse.
Okay. I mean, you are a colony of prisoners.
That is.
You didn't have much to start with.
No. Well, we started with a nice, beautiful, big country and just a bunch of criminals running around starting. I always thought that was very strange that we were started by convicts, by criminals. It's like we're an island country, exactly like Alcatraz, like a prison. And then we were just set free on the world. Like, all the prisoners from Alcatraz were just allowed to be set free into San Francisco and do whatever they wanted. And that's what Australians are doing now, just infiltrating into areas like Denver and doing comedy shows. And they're actually, they could just steal from you at any second because they've still got criminal blood running through their veins. So watch out.
Yeah, it's genetic, right?
It is. It's a problem.
Okay, well, I'll be a little more on guard with you now.
I've already stolen from you.
Have you now? Good luck. I have terrible credit and no money, so enjoy.
Damn it.
I know. Wrong American to target. So, you know, how are you enjoying your transition to the United States? Obviously, you've been here for quite some time, but...
Yeah, I've been here about 5-6 years, and I love it. I love America, okay? Americans are good people. I think you need to hear that right now. You're good people. And you're going to get through this. It's going to be okay.
Thank you. You guys have your own problems, too.
Oh, everyone's got their own problems.
It's great. It's almost comforting to read foreign news reports because it's like, oh, everywhere sucks right
everywhere
now.
Has dickheads.
Yeah.
Of course. They're everywhere.
They're all over the place.
There's no escaping dickheads. So, but the good thing about America and is that I've spent time here, whereas a lot of people from overseas just have a perception of America from the Kardashians or from stuff that they see on TV. And I've come here and I've got to experience, I've been to 38 states in America and I've met people from all over. And what I love most about America is the individual people, Americans, and their each story, and everywhere has a different culture and a background. And individual American people are great. Once Americans get together as a big group and start voting, then there's issues.
We're not really sure of what we're doing. As a bunch, we make poor decisions.
No, but as individual people, I love Americans. I love going to different places and weird places like Dayton, Ohio, and very strange individuals around.
Okay, where's the strangest place you've been in the States?
Dayton, Ohio.
Really? What made it so strange?
No, I don't know. That like, I was actually in the supermarket, and people, I was talking to my friend in the supermarket, and people were stopping and staring. What is this? Who is this? What is it? And they made an announcement over the speaker that there was an Australian there. And
no.
Yeah, well, they were joking because I went up to them and I said, we're doing a comedy show and stuff. And then they said, there's a comedian here from Australia and we all just thought we'd let you know and stuff. I was like an absolute alien in this town. And all these people from the supermarket came out to the show. There was like 30 of them. And they were all sitting up the front and thought it was hilarious. That was one of the strangest encounters that I've had in America. And anytime I go to a small town, like in the middle of nowhere, and I walk into a gas station to get gas or something, and I talk and they just look at me like, what is this? Who is this person? It's funny because Americans have one perception of Australians, and it's Crocodile Dundee, and that's it. And so when I walk in, they go, oh, is he going to wrestle a crocodile? What's he going to do? And I rarely do that. I rarely wrestle a crocodile
just
in
sometimes.
A gas station, just sometimes for fun and to play up for the audience of one.
I think perhaps you may be misreading the looks because, oof, man. When I meet someone with an Australian accent, I'm sure the look that I express to them is just bewilderment.
Yeah.
But it's more like a, oh my God, this is incredible. What's happening right now?
Why? What is so good about the...
I don't know. I think a lot of people will say it's the accent is like the most intriguing and just, yes, please,
more. Well, I heard an interview about it once and someone broke it down to the fact that Australians talk with this certain melody, the way that our voice goes up and down and like that, it's very soothing, like a sort of like a lullaby. That is what they said.
Oh, my God, yes.
And so people, and I've never understood it because it's my accent and I don't get it. But when I'm around Americans for a long time and then I hear an Australian accent, I go, oh, and I get very excited. But that might just be nostalgia and me going, oh, it sounds like my mum. Where's my mummy? Like an idiot. But I get what people find intriguing about it because I really like hearing a fun Irish accent or a Scottish accent, and I go, oh, that sounds really cool. It's like a nice song, different melody than you used to hearing every day. So I think that's where that sort of comes from. I think it's just sort of an illusion, but it's a good one for
it's a great
me.
One. You know, I'm thinking because we were messing around on the piano in the studio a bit earlier.
Yeah,
neither of us
so
know
good.
How to play.
No, I was very, very good.
You were very, very good.
I was exceptionally
good.
Talented.
Yes, that's right. I think you need to record me a little lullaby so I can have both the lullaby accent and then, you know,
okay, I can
the
do
actual
that.
Melody.
I can do a lullaby thing for you.
Okay, great.
What would you like me to do?
I don't know.
Do you want me to sing the Vegemite song for you?
There's a Vegemite song?
There's a Vegemite song?
Yes. I have had Vegemite. I'm sorry. Barf.
The greatest thing you've ever had. Correct.
It's salty.
Yeah, but you didn't
plants.
Grow up on it. I had it when I was 6 months old. You
oh,
just you have
I
to
know.
Grow up
I think
on it.
It's an acquired taste. It's terrible.
Yeah,
I
you
did
didn't,
not like it.
Yeah, what did you scoop it out like with a spoon? You need to have it on
no,
white
I had it on
bread
toast.
With a lot of butter. Yeah, I'll do it for you properly. Well, I'll bring some next time.
Okay, all right. Please do. In the meantime, sing me the Vegemite song.
Okay,
it'll be
you
my
need
new
to
lullaby.
Record this so you can have it as your phone ringtone. Okay, we're happy little Vegemites, as bright can be. We all enjoy our Vegemite for breakfast, lunch, and tea. Our mothers say we're growing stronger every single week because we love our Vegemite. We all adore our Vegemite. It puts the rose in every cheek.
Oh, my God. That's my new favorite song.
That's our national anthem.
Oh,
any Australians who heard that right now would have teared up just a little bit.
Well, I hope that happened for someone out there. Monty Franklin is with us at Comedy Works downtown in Larimer Square through the weekend. Thanks for coming in for us today.
No
and,
worries.
You know, serenading me.
No, of course. Vegemite.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars and get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is the refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Ah...
Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.